All right, so let's talk about the call. As part of our series on Equipped for the Work of Ministry, I believe that thing I've been teaching has enriched you in so many ways and has brought you into some realm of wisdom. And your confidence level is increasing day by day. Listen, today let's talk about the contest, which is the call, your call. And what is the call? Let's begin to define it. What is the call without any gymnastics? What is the call? The call is a clear indication from God's dominion. The call is a clear indication. No ambiguity, no confusion. It's a clear, specific indication from God's dominion. And God's dominion, we describe it as an elevated dimension of his mind and will. Of his mind and will. What God has taught, what he has conceived, what he has perceived, what he has decided, and what he is doing. God's elevated dominion defines our call. So pause for one moment and begin to ask yourself, in whatever capacity you walk in, that call that is upon you, whether you are a preacher, whether you are an evangelist, whether you are a prophet, you are an apostle, you are a teacher, you are a pastor, you are an engineer, you are a lawyer, you are an accountant, you are a finance professional, you are a politician like Bernard, aspiring politician like Bernard, you are a contractor, you are a civil servant, you are a civil engineer. Think about it. You are a pilot. Think about it. That place you occupy was given to you from God's elevated dominion. It didn't just happen to you. Some time ago, I received a prophecy from a great prophet. He very accurate. He says, as for you, the call of God just met you. I said, oh. I understand. You see, if I'm thinking the call of God just met me, Albert, if you are thinking the call of God just met you, what do you think will happen to your life? One, you will not be serious about it. Two, anything that is confronting you, you will confront it out of your flesh, not from God's place of elevated dominion. I know God has called me from his elevated dominion. Elevated dominion is God most high. No one like you. None can compare. Elevated dominion is Jesus Christ is Lord. Elevated dominion is the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, including demons and hippopotamus and crocodile and every human being and every wealth. Cause elevated dominion. I think we can close the service and go home by just this one. You can confront any demonic declaration from any realm of darkness. You can stand inside your call. Can I quote a scripture? Lamentations chapter 3. It says that to subvert a man, God's elevated dominion. We are defining it. God's elevated dominion. It is God's mind and will, what he thinks and what he has decided to do. It is the place that God occupies. It is who he is and no other. God's elevated dominion. It says, to subvert a man from his course, the Lord does not permit. So who is that principality? Who is that demon? Who is that throne? Please, you are emancipated. You are free. By understanding this, Abbot, do you see the level of freedom that it produces in you? And do you see that, all of you, do you see how fear just gets dispelled out of your world? Yes. That you are not afraid anymore. Yes. There's a song we used to sing back then. I am not afraid of the darkness. If God goes before something, I've forgotten. He said, what shall we say to these things? What shall we say to these things? I'm not afraid anymore. I'm not afraid anymore. I'm not afraid of the dark. Who shall something? We used to sing this song, but we didn't have this understanding that I have today.
Hallelujah.
This understanding that I have today makes me feel the entire heaven backs me up from God's elevated dominion. Entire heaven is backing me. God's elevated dominion is God's will as it is in heaven, must be done on the earth. I am standing in my calling. It is that when we say, let your kingdom come. I'm mixing the whole thing together, but take note of it. Because I've quoted Psalm 24, the verse 1, God's elevated dominion. I've quoted the scripture that says in the book of Philippians, it's in my mind. Philippians, where the Bible says that every tongue shall confess in heaven, on earth, beneath the earth, God's elevated dominion. If we say God have called somebody, it's not a joke, oh. If we say God has placed grace on somebody, it's not a joke. Whether the person is a politician, it's not a joke. That person is a serious politician. That anointing on his life can kill you, can make a life. That thing. That is why they go and fail. Because they don't understand. I mean, we need to organize a conference and begin to talk to politicians about the call. And talk to the politicians to understand that, listen, this thing you are doing, you are called. You are called because God have a plan. God's mind. God's will, God's design. God has plans he wants to unpack. He has policies he wants to unpack. So as Bernard, you are going into that space, you know that God has a policy he wants to unpack. It is not your stomach policy.
Okay. Thank you.
You understand? As you are a civil engineer, you will not design a building that will collapse on people. You don't go and build like the way they build in Turkey. When the earthquake happened, it killed people. You will construct building with a serious mind. Because God's elevated dominion. Listen, God's elevated dominion is tied to God's salvific plan. God's salvific plan is a plan that began in the mind of God, even in eternity, before eternity began, and all through till everything, according to scripture, Ephesians chapter 1, the verse 10, that until everything is gathered up in Christ. God's elevated dominion does not create one problem and then create success here. God's elevated dominion holds things together. What if you want to teach this thing? People will begin to think seriously. The next time he's designing a software. The next time he's writing a policy. He will not write a policy. The next time he's starting a factory. He will know how to treat the waste well so that that waste does not go and pollute some water bodies and some people down the hill drinks from that water and they die. They will not establish a factory somewhere in Miami and the entire pollution comes down to the Caribbean and people, fishes are dying and plants in the sea that support aquatic life are being destroyed. You will not produce a food that can be on, that have a shelf life of 12 years. What kind of food that you, it will be on a shelf for 12 years? Yes. Have you not seen the design of God, how plants behave? So they come in season, they go, they come in season, they go, because they must not have a certain type of life. If not, it is poison. So literally, this managing director who does not understand his purpose in raising that business, that preacher who does not understand his purpose in leading the people, that believer who does not understand his purpose for being in that company, we all relate to things wrongly. The preacher preaches wrongly. He just teaches anything. But teaching must be on design and purpose. God's elevated dominion. So if I am walking God's elevated dominion, the Bible says that to subvert a man from his course, the Lord does not permit. You can't die like a chicken. They may try to take you, but you can't.
Yes.
Albert, when we didn't know, they had access. But now that we know from God's elevated dominion, it says that the Lord has sworn that he will make war with Amalekite all their days. So who are you to continue to want to say, I am going to kill this brother, I'm going to destroy everything around him, I will take out his sources of wealth and finances and opportunities. God says, I am in war with you for the rest of life.
War.
God's elevated dominion is called divine choice. It said, who can stand against the Lord? Who can stand against God's elect? God's elevated dominion. Who can stand against God's elect? Who can say that you do not qualify, so I take you out? If you are in a company and God put you there, and they are doing blah, 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 just say, God's elevated dominion. I walk in his elevated dominion. You can't take me out until I say I'm gone. So if we know that God wants me to work in this place, I can walk into that space and I say, God's elevated dominion, give me access here. And access will be granted to you. It is time that believers will begin to understand the potency with which we have been sent into the earth. The Bible says there is a man, or there was a man, John 1:6. His name is John. There was a man who was sent from God, and his name is John. Do you understand where you are sent from? That little thing you do, that business you do that we may consider as insignificant, that battles that you think you are fighting and you think the whole world is upon you, listen, you are inside God's elevated dominion.
Hallelujah.
The call is a very clear indication. Huh. My God, my God, my God. Can I add something? The call is a very clear indication and a declaration from God's eternal dominion. Ghana, your beloved country, is free forever. It is announced to the powers that be. It is announced to all colonial masters. It is announced to those who would want to be colonial masters. Who would think, okay, I can go and take Ghana. Ghana, your beloved country, is free forever. When God makes a call or puts a call on a man from his elevated dominion, he has declared to all powers that be and all thrones that be, and he has taken a stand. God has taken a stand. That is why the Bible says the gifts and callings of God, they are without repentance. When he has taken a stand, he has made a commitment. God's elevated dominion, let me touch on something. God's elevated dominion, it is this. When God saw that there was no one else, he swore by himself. When God saw that there was no one else, he said, I swear by myself. I swear by my own throne. If I fail to support and help you, and give you all the resources as it is in heaven, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, with the same intent. This is what it means. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, meaning with the same precision, exactness, no missing it, with the same speed, with the same backing, the same resources. If I fail in my elevated dominion, then I should cease to be God. This is matter, it's a serious conversation that God have called men and women. And so, are they not just mere pastors or mere apostles? What are you talking about? That's a very serious matter you are dealing with. God says, I am backing you. I am with you. The call is a clear indication and declaration from God's elevated dominion. The elevated dominion means, or the elevated dominion of his mind and will, for the utilization of an individual for a task, an office, or a function. Let me add, and or to function within a certain capacity inside the kingdom. That is why we can say the devil is working for God. His elevated dominion. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. The devil is there. Principalities are there. So he looks as though, this principality, I want to use this principality. So the Bible says that there was silence in heaven, and then a spirit of lies came and said, I'll go and be the spirit of lies in the mouth. And so, but why is it that in God's presence, God's elevated dominion? In fact, you read the book of Isaiah chapter 45, the verse 7. It says that, I love that scripture. And when you read from the verse 5, it says, I the Lord, I alone, I do all these things. It says, I create peace, I create calamity, I create life, I create death. It says, I the Lord, I do all these things, I alone. I mean, you look at the boast. There is only one who can create life and death. The devil only creates death. Even when they mimic resurrection, as if someone, they kill someone and the person resurrected, it's a lie. It's all a lie. It's magic. You know what I mean? It's magic. I saw a video. They buried a guy. They covered him. They did everything. Then suddenly the guy appeared in the book as if he had fuel. A juggly. Bernard, do you understand a juggly? You don't understand a juggly? The one who jumps over the wall. If he had fee. John chapter 10. You know, it's Bible I'm quoting now. They are thieves. It's only God who makes. See, this is God's elevated dominion. So if God, if you know, you know, you know, you know, you know, you know that God has called you. Look, me, when I'm going to meetings, you see, there are some prophets, they will pray and wait on the Lord until they see an angel, speak to them, then you go. There are some men of God, they are like that. If they don't see an angel or God speak clearly to them in their prayer, you will realize that the meeting will delay. They'll still be waiting. William Marion Braham, powerful prophet. Before he goes into a meeting, he waits until his angel. So you hear some of the prophets says, my angel. Me, I don't know my angel. I don't know what it's even called. I don't know what it looks like. I only see what I see. And I say what I say. Hallelujah. I only know. Like yesterday, when I was about to close, then I saw two bright lights. One here. Two bright lights. I don't know what they are called. They are lights. Yes. And I began to speak about them and began to pray over the people. It was a beautiful meeting in closing. It was filled with joy. Listen, just walk in your elevated dominion and don't be apologetic about it. Oh, I am sorry for being a man of God. I am sorry for being an engineer. I'm sorry for being a lawyer. Have you ever seen the way the lawyers argue? As my learned colleague, he knows he is called and he has a license to practice. He can fire you on the basis of legality. God's elevated dominion makes you legal to function. It is God's clear, clarion declaration of independence of a man who has been arrested to his purpose, his task, to function with power, with dominion, with authority, unapologetically. Do it with dignity and style. So the next time you are doing the throwel, you can roll the throwel with style and throw, oh my God, out of God's elevated dominion. Father, put grace upon us. Father, put abilities upon us. Lord, awaken us to your call. Make us aware of who we are in you. Make us aware of who you are. Let us know who you are to us. Let us understand the place of your elevated dominion. Let us walk in the fullness of it. The call of God is consistent, very consistent. Very consistent. If you have this level of understanding, won't you die for what you believe? You see, if you go places this morning, you will see people happy and clapping their hands and looking for one miracle. But if you listen to this kind of thing, you go out, you feel like I can carry the world. You feel confidence in your little basket you carry to the market every Monday morning, every Tuesday. You are sure that you have not missed it. Because you know he has called you. And you know he will glorify his name. You listen, God's elevated dominion, you see, we didn't understand it earlier. That is why we lack finances. That's why we lack money. But going forward, we shall not lack again, because he must, your will be done as it is in heaven on earth. God's call is consistent. He doesn't miss it. Whatever he is doing in heaven must be replicated with the same capacity. So if he's using 10,000 angels to fulfill one, if he says this elevated dominion call out of this elevated dominion is supposed to be backed by 10,000 angels, and at the time of the calling, 10,000 angels, 10,000 angels was represented in the activity here. Consistency, the same power, the same resource, the same backing, the same precision, the same momentum, the same speed, as it is in heaven. Please, don't joke with yourself. You are so special. You are treasured. I think I'm going to stop. I'm going to stop. So we want people who want to die for the cause of God. We want apostles, prophets, evangelists, teachers who would die for the cause of God. We want engineers, lawyers, politicians, name them, who would die for the cause of the Lord. We want people who walk in this understanding that independence declaration yesterday is still valid, like it's still valid today, as it was yesterday. An independent declaration. Hasn't America been free and free and free and free for about how many years? 250 years. And are they not free even today? An independent declaration today. Any illegality that is stepped into your call, I demand right now that the Father will step in out of his elevated dominion and blast it out in the name of Jesus. My God. Please just lift your voice and pray in the spirit, pray in tongues a bit. Let's close. Manduki hako mezikitiki pahakoso barakosi katakatos megete kato zabrahakataka begon tikato barakatos Ayan talako sapakapa manzeke teke 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 paha robo bobo bobo sindedebe kayondo bobo. Father, from your place of elevated dominion, we thank you for glorifying your name, in Jesus' name. Amen.